Well, it is New Year's Day, and something that I know a lot of people say on New Year's Day is, gosh, another year done, how the time has flown. It seems that every year the years go past faster and faster, and I kind of was wondering why. Why is that? Well, luckily we have an expert here who knows how and understands how the human body perceives time. It is Dr. Olivia Piguet. G'day, Doc. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Dan?
Good. Are you like the doctor out of Back to the Future? Can you take us to the future as well?
Well, I wish I could. I was thinking the same thing last night. You know, another day has passed and wonder where it went, really.
You know, I think it was Yogi Berra, the famous baseballer. He had a quote that always says, it gets late early out there. What is it about as we get older? What is it about us kind of, you know, feeling like time is slipping through our fingers faster and faster?
I think what happens is if we just look at what how we measure time internally is, I guess we experience time or duration is how much we can remember. We remember this time period. So in general, we tend to remember things that are novel, that are unusual, or things that are really emotionally charged, so that are very meaningful to you. And I think as a young person, as a child, everything is novel, everything is emotionally loaded, and everything is unusual. So there's all this discovery of the world that children have. As we grow older, things become slightly less unusual, less novel, less emotionally charged. So they become a bit more mundane. I think we tend to forget some of these things, and therefore time seems to go faster for that reason.
Are you saying that perhaps for adults who want to slow down time, the best way to do that, to make the most of the time they have left, is to increase the amount of turbulence in their lives, maybe give themselves some emotionally charging beats throughout the year to attend to?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good option. There are also other things to be mindful about in relation to what happens in our brain, because as we get older, things, how we process information also changes in the brain. But certainly I think one aspect that is very important is to try to pay more attention to what is happening around us, because if we pay attention, that's also how we remember things. And because our life as an adult is fairly predictable, you know what you're going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're going to go to work and so on. And there are certain things that you really know what are going to happen in your life. You tend not to pay attention to these things. So certainly to focus more on what is happening, I think, is one way of trying to feel that the year is not as just zooming past your eyes, and you end up on 1st of January 2016 and wondering where it all went.
What do you think's a good way of doing that? Is something like journaling a good thing, that you know you can kind of take note of things that are happening in your life?
Yeah, I think it works for some people. Certainly, there are individual differences. Some people just don't like doing that sort of things, and I'm probably one of these people. I find it difficult to put my words on paper, but some people certainly like the exercise of reminiscing and thinking back about what happened on that particular day or on that particular week. I think one very important thing is that is related to one problem that we have in our technically minded or developed society, is that our tendency to multitask. Mm. So we all have a mobile phone, we all have a tablet, and we tend to do many different things at the same time. And I think that is also contributing to this feeling of not knowing where the time goes, because we're constantly shifting from one thing to the other, responding to email, looking up Facebook entries, Instagramming people, uploading things, that and the other. that we're not focusing on any of these activities, and therefore we have greater difficulty remembering what happened in our day when we try to think about these past days or weeks or months.
So if you want to get regain control of the years, just pop your phone in the pocket for a little bit longer, perhaps.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea, yeah. But the other thing that is also interesting is, you know, when you start thinking about your life and your life events, you can probably think of a number of time periods in your life, in your early life, in your childhood, in your adolescence, and less so during your later adult life. And I think that's also another example of this novelty aspect, where earlier in life you pay more attention, there's all this novelty, you're trying to make sense of the world, I guess, as a child. Whereas as you grow older, there's your ways of thinking and your frames of reference, if you want, are much more defined, and you try then to put things into these frames of reference, and so the world becomes more predictable, and therefore you pay less attention to these things. And I guess that's where coming back to this aspects of novelty, what is good is what is really wow aspects. You know, it's I've never seen that before, and because of that, I will remember it better,
yeah.
And it will make this period of time much more important in my life.
I certainly enjoy doing things that I've never done before. We are chatting with Dr. Olivier Piguet. He is a neuroscience at Research Australia, and it's we're kind of talking about a very interesting subject, because have you ever noticed that as you get older, you perceive time to be going by you faster? There's this great quote from Dr. Seuss. I'm sure you've seen Dr. Oliver. It goes like this. How did it get late so soon? It's night before it's afternoon. December is here before it's June. My goodness, how time has flown. How did it get late so soon? And do you find this yourself, Dr. Olivier, that it is getting late very soon for you?
Yes, absolutely. And I was just before the Christmas break, so last week I was thinking about, I was trying to think back over my working year, and thinking, well, what is it that I've achieved, and whether I achieved everything I wanted to do, and I was hard-pressed to come up with a good answer to that. So I still have a very long list of things I want to do, and realizing that indeed, time seems to go faster and faster every year.
What about for the people, how do people perceive time if they've got a disorder such as autism or ADHD? How do they perceive time?
That's a very interesting question. My research is more at the other end of the spectrum, looking at people who have dementia. So they start losing memories, and in these people, we certainly know that there is a distortion of time perception, where people with memory, for example, people who have Alzheimer's disease, they have memory problems and difficulty keeping track of day-to-day information. And certainly their ability to evaluate time and how much time has elapsed from, say, the husband went to do the shopping and left the house for an hour, and the wife with the disease is staying home. Very often you have these situations where the person becomes distressed because they are unable to evaluate the time that has elapsed, and it shows the importance of memory in trying to evaluate time, how we make sense of the time that unfolds. And unless we have an ability to peg ourselves to certain aspects of our time, so we get up, we have breakfast, we have lunch, and there's afternoon and so on, unless we are able to do that, it's very difficult to understand what the time concept is. So what you find is that in these individuals with dementia is that they lose this capacity to evaluate time as we would as individuals do without these disorders.
It sounds like when people are suffering anxiety or are, you know, quite in a bit of a fearful mood, that time moves a bit slower.
That's right. And I think that's coming back to my comment earlier about attention. Because if you're in an anxiety, anxious state, you are in this slightly hyper-vigilant state where you are paying much more attention to what is happening around you.
So those scenes in the movies where something bad is happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything slows right down. That's more true to life than you know, what the movies make out.
Yes, and you can feel that as well. For example, if you go for a job interview and you're slightly anxious and you're in there and you feel that it's going on for hours, where in actual fact it's probably only 15 or 20 minutes. and again, I think it's this hyper-vigilant state where you noticed everything, every eye movements and movements from the examiners, and think, oh my God, have I said something wrong or not?
Well, other than being fearful of the world and suffering anxiety, Dr. Olivier Piguet, what can people do to slow down their lives, get a good grasp of time, and, you know, make the most of every second ticking around them?
Yeah, I think, again, trying to make a conscious effort to stop and look around look at the wonders of the world, you know, look at the sky, the color of the sky, the smells around you, and try not to get stuck in a rut and do the same things over and over again. Take a different route to go to work. Try to have lunch elsewhere. Try something new. I think is important to make life more interesting. And also, you might meet new people and create new relationships and discover new things. And I think it's important to try to have variety, but also make that make it consciously.
Make sure you schedule randomness in your day.
Yes. It's ordered randomness. I think that's probably right.
Well, I think that is a beautiful philosophy to start the new year on. I really appreciate the time, Dr. Olivier Piguet from Neuroscience Research Australia. And, you know, such great advice with such a wonderful accent can only enhance your morning this morning.
Okay, well, have a very happy new year, Dan.
Happy new year to you too.
Thank you very much.